Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Over the past 4 years, Sarah Jarosz, who musically fits comfortably where contemporary folk, Americana, and roots music intersect, has covered a remarkable amount of ground thus far. She has toured the United States extensively, as well as Canada and the UK, taped Austin City Limits and the BBC series The Transatlantic Sessions, and appeared on A Prairie Home Companion. Now, at age 22, this recent graduate from the prestigious New England Conservatory has released her third album, Build Me Up From Bones. And from that disc, this is Fuel the Fire by Sarah Jarosz.
But I lie here on my
We just heard Rearrange the Art from Sarah Jarosz and her newest release titled Build Me Up From Bones. Since signing to Sugar Hill Records at the age of 16, Sarah has barely stopped to catch her breath, even as she leaves audiences and critics alike breathless. Rolling Stone has compared her to Gillian Welch. Mojo labeled her a Newgrass prodigy for her skills on banjo, guitar, and mandolin. And the normally reserved New York Times hailed her as one of acoustic music's finest talents, with songwriting chops to match her instrumental talents. Ask the Austin, Texas native how she feels about the new disc, and her reply is decisive. It's the truest representation of my music at this point. I wanted to create a roller coaster of different sounds, emotions, and feelings, and not even one line. It has rocking numbers, and it also features the trio I play with. It incorporates those guys more. It feels true to me, unique and new. Here, then, is the title track to Build Me Up From Bones by Sarah Jarosz.
You how I can love. it sweet and low, 'cause we've got nowhere to go. I am yours, and you're the love I know. I held every inch of you, I wrote every line for you. I made time when time is all but gone. You're the love I'll always know.
Teach me no lessons. I come home in the evening, sit in my chair. One night they called me for supper, but I never got up. I stayed right there in my chair. There's a whole lot of singing's never gonna be heard. Disappearing every day without so much as a word. Somehow, think I broke the wings of that little songbird. She's never gonna fly to the top of the world. Somehow, I wish I'd known. Wish I'd show you all of the things I was on the inside. I pretend to be sleeping when you come in the morning to whisper goodbye.
Thank you.
That was Top of the World from Patty Griffin's new album titled Silver Bell. Irony can be rather cruel. Within the lyrical context of Top of the World, the masterful singer-songwriter Patty Jean Griffin probably never expected to write a chorus that would reflect the fate of the album it would first be featured on. Aching with introspective fragility, the song conveys the regrets of a man who died and is looking down from above, contemplating the errors of his life. The song was made famous by the Dixie Chicks and eventually ended up on Patty Griffin's album Impossible Dream, but the powerful original feels like the definitive version. 13 years later, Patty's long-lost record Silver Bell has been released, and the earliest incarnation of Top of the World can now be heard in all of its emotionally resonant glory. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. For more than four decades, Garland Jeffries has been playing, writing, performing, always close to the top, but somehow remaining the invisible man who never gets inside, or when he does get inside, he remains invisible. Maybe it's because he's half black and half Puerto Rican, and all-around American, and he sings about it. From his earliest records, Garland mixed up various genres of American music, early rock and roll and doo-wop, rhythm and blues and soul, blues, reggae, harder rock with a velvet underground edge, Dylan and the band, and folk music sliding through, and combining it all in a way that seemed effortless. No wonder the various major labels he recorded for never knew what to do with him. On top of it all, Garland Jeffries is a writer. Now at age 70, he's back with a new album titled Truth Serum, and from that album, here is It's What I Am.
What I see and how I live, what means to me is what I give. Still alive by the skin of my own teeth, I crawl right through from underneath. On a corner, trading innuendos, a half pint of wine won't soothe your soul. I say to all my friends, I'll always be a part of you. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, it's what I am. In my heart and in my soul, every now and then I lose control. Perfection has eluded me. It's what I am, every part of me. Telephone rings in the middle of the night. Sometimes some folks don't give a damn. Too white to be black, too black to be white. I'm one of them. It's what I am. man amongst men. Singing.
We just heard Everything I Am from the group Spuyten Duyvil's new album titled Temptation. Hailing from the Hudson Valley, Spuyten Duyvil's soaring vocals, traditional jug band energy, slide guitar, incendiary fiddle, and Chicago-style blues harp propel the listener on a barn-burning romp through the last 100 years of American roots music. This talented group of musicians brings together any sound your Americana-hungry ears could ask for. Lap steel guitar, harmonica, electric mandolin, they've got it all. There are some great concerts happening around the state, and here's a list of who's playing when. Joshua James at the Urban Lounge on January 18th, Casey Musgraves with Lady Antebellum at Energy Solutions Arena on January 24th, North Mississippi All-Stars at the State Room on February 4th and 5th, Keller Williams at Park City Live on February 7th, Duncan Sheik at the Egyptian Theater on February 14th and 15th, the infamous String Dusters and the Deadly Gentlemen at Park City Live on February 14th, and Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers at the State Room on February 25th. In Logan, the Corey Christiansen Trio performs at Y Sound on January 16th. Accordionist, singer-songwriter, and former Poe girl, Anna Teixeira, plays at Crumb Brothers Bakery on January 25th. Adam Miller at Y Sound on February 1st. Cozy Sheridan at Crumb Brothers on February 22nd. And Susie Boggess at the Mountain Crest High School on February 28th. The profound musical gifts of Harry Nilsson, an artist whose fans range from all four Beatles to the Monkees, Randy Newman, Keith Moon, Jimmy Webb, and dozens more, are on full display in the RCA Albums Collection. The release presents the definitive 14 albums in Nilsson's RCA Records U.S. discography, from his 1967 debut to his final album for the label in 1977. Bonus material on those albums adds up to 65 tracks, of which 26 are previously unreleased. In keeping with the season and the weather, I've selected the song Snow by Harry Nilsson.
Snow fills the fields we used to know, and the little park where we would go sleeps far below in the snow. Gone, it's all over. Gone, but the memory lives on, although our dreams lie buried in the snow. Sometimes the wind blows through the trees, and I think I hear you calling me, but all I see is snow. Everywhere I go, as the cold winter sun sinks low, I walk alone through the snow. I dusted off my clothes, straightened out my nose, picked up my vanity,
down the road with me. Facts I could not erase exploded in my face. What I could not prepare, I just left lying there. Between the darkness and the light, there's only shades of gray. Tomorrow's so far from my sight, and I don't believe in yesterday. No, I don't believe yesterday. Tidal waves that I ignore, they wash me overboard. Patterns that I reject, they're all twisted and circumspect. Between the darkness and the light, there's only shades of gray. Tomorrow's so far from my sight, and I don't believe in yesterday. No, I don't believe in yesterday. It was our convenient memory, rewriting history, to say goodbye to way back when, and all that might have been. No, it doesn't matter why or how, don't mean nothing now. Between the darkness and the light, there's only shades of gray. Tomorrow's so far from my sight, and I don't believe in yesterday. No, I don't believe in yesterday. I don't believe in yesterday.
From the award-winning singer-songwriter Jamie Michaels, that was I Don't Believe in Yesterday, which appears on his 9th studio album titled Unknown Blessings. The release is a bit of a departure for Jamie. It's primarily an album of songs written by friends with whom he shares a love of the late-night campfires and song circles at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Proceeds from the sale of the album will be donated to the music camp for teens run by the festival and the Texas Folk Music Foundation. If you would like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Nashville is brimming with young female artists offering a refreshingly acerbic take on country. Lindy Ortega, a Canadian relocated to Tennessee, deserves to be counted among them, with what sounds like it could be a breakthrough set on her 5th album. The release is titled Tin Star, and from Lindy Ortega, here is the title track.
Forget is a face, and you keep me around. You keep me around. Although I'm sad, I know I'm getting away. You said and you wonder how long I'm gonna stay. While I show you the rainbow and all shades of gray. Well, you keep me around. You keep me around. Although I'm faint and I might be blind, but I'm the one that's gonna keep towing the line. And you land on your feet almost every time. And you keep me around. sad and lonely, they go and come. You think you don't need them, but you gotta have some. Try asking the dark where the light comes from. Hello, I'm fate. Now I might be blind, but I'm the one's gonna keep towing the line. And you land on your feet almost every time. And to keep me around.
We just heard Keep Me Around from the Wood Brothers and their new album, The Muse. Produced by country music legend Buddy Miller, the album embodies a newfound musical bond between brothers Oliver and Chris Wood, one cemented by 2 years on the road with a new full-time member, drummer Jano Ricks. Recorded at Southern Ground Studios in Nashville, The Muse mines the Wood Brothers' timeless influences, Robert Johnson, Willie Nelson, Charlie Mingus, and showcases their high, lonesome harmonies. Oliver's gritty acoustic guitars, Chris's virtuosic stand-up bass, and their warrior poet lyrics. Formed in the musically fertile slopes of Colorado's Front Range, Monocle Band offers a fresh and vibrant take on the roots acoustic music that has made Colorado one of the most exciting music scenes in the country. Monocle Band is Rocky Mountain indie folk, brand new original music rooted in the traditions of Telluride bluegrass and the troubadour wanderings that led Townes Van Zandt through the San Juan Mountains on horseback. Now Monocle Band has released its self-titled debut album, a recording that is a musical postcard made it even more poignant when the distillery studio in Lyons was washed away in the recent Colorado floods just months after the record was finished. From Monocle Band and their self-titled album, here is Far Away.
Far away.
That was Can't Get By from Monocle Band's self-titled debut release. Led by the sweet and soaring vocals of Monica Whittington, the Boulder, Colorado-based quintet combines the best of songcraft and captivating performance. Monica and songwriting partner Bill Houston have assembled an unparalleled ensemble of jazz-trained and roots-based musicians and have played over 250 dates since the band's inception. Filling out the quintet are Eric Wiggs, Ben Bleckman, and Josh Moore. The band's noted performances have led them to the main stage band competitions of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival and Rocky Grass, countless venues across the Front Range, and to opening slots for the Steel Drivers, the Samples, and Dr. Ralph Stanley. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith Needham for making this program sound wonderful. Lighting up dance floors and breaking hearts across the Rocky Mountain West since 2011, Monocle Band blends stirring songcraft, flat pick guitar, fiddle, mandolin, upright bass, and the most musical of drums into a sound that will move your body, mind, and soul. About Monocle Band, the Denver Post says, "What distinguishes Monocle from the Barefoot Legions is the foundation of Monica Whittington's songs. Written with honesty, enthusiasm, and sincerity, the Colorado Springs natives' lyrics ring true and rarely lapse into cliché, while the melodies are crisp and memorable. The songs are familiar enough to be accessible, but original enough to say something new." We'll close out tonight's show with As Fast As I Can from the Monocle Band. Thank you for listening to Fresh Folk.
Them on your own, so why don't you get on up? fast as I can. Run, run, run. As fast as I can. Gonna run, run, run. As fast as I can. Gonna run, run, run. As fast as I can. Gonna run, run, run. As fast as I can. Gonna run, run, run. As fast as I can. Gonna run, run, run. As fast as I can.
This is Utah Public Radio.